addressing the media in Harare Wednesday, the deputy spokesperson for the Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, or Stalos Gifty Siziba, says disgruntled Zimbabweans will be taking to the streets.
The current government in its composition has no mandate from the people, and Zimbabweans across continue to organize, because it's not a partisan issue, it's not a CCC issue. Zimbabweans have the Section 59 of the Zimbabwean Constitution, giving Zimbabweans the right to peacefully express themselves against the displeasure of what transpired on the 23rd of August 2023.
Section 59 of the Zimbabwe Constitution gives citizens the right to demonstrate and petition. The CCC has continued with its calls for fresh polls run by a non-partisan body, with the party alleging that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission failed to hold a credible vote. Farai Marapira is the acting director of information for the ruling ZANU-PF party.
The CCC has got a right to engage in any activities it so chooses, as long as they're within the purview of the law. So they're free to do anything they want, as long as it is legal.
However, Foreign Affairs Minister Aaron Murwira suggested in a short briefing to African ambassadors that protesters would be punished.
As in previous instances, government will not tolerate any actions aimed at disturbing the peace under the guise of democratic political processes.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission declared Mnangagwa winner of the August presidential poll with 52.6% of the vote, while the leader of the opposition, CCC, is said to have earned 44%. The opposition rejected the results and are demanding fresh polls. Several observer missions said the polls were compromised by irregularities, including groups from the Southern African Development Community, the African Union, COMESA, the European Union, the Commonwealth and the US. Some of the observers also say voters were intimidated by Forever Associates of Zimbabwe, a shadowy group affiliated with the ruling party that was conducting exit surveys as people voted. Authorities say the group did not break any laws. Reporting for VOA Africa, this is Rutendo Mawere in Harare.